Yahweh Skenekagwego, I'm thankful you're well. You're listening to Gyno. If you're tuning in for the first time today, Gyno is a Seneca word for music or song. I'm your host, Brett Mabee, and each week we take a listen to some amazing music from different indigenous artists from all across Turtle Island. You, my friend, are hereby cordially invited to enjoy the music and the chat. My featured artist today is Mike Lazor. He's an Onondaga singer-songwriter, and like many young people, he's played in a number of bands, but as is too often the case, he had to find employment outside of his main passion. He took a 10-year hiatus from music, but last summer he felt inspired to get back into the game. He's released a flurry of music since the beginning of 2023. In fact, since the time of our recording, he's already released another new single, Searching for Something. Stay tuned for that, but in the meantime, it's just another day here on Gyno.
Sell your sins for one-way ride down dopamine holiday. Lose yourself to break the mold and find out where you pray. Wake up golden, stalk your soul to save your heart of ache. Truth be told, my cars go folding on the edge of space. Just another day. Running from the reasons why I choose to run away. No one knows what to be told to find out what it takes. Saving space for one more taste before I go away. Make you chase the happy place that never seems to stay. I know
It's great to be welcoming Mike Lazor, an Onondaga singer-songwriter who plays all the instruments on his all of his releases. We're going to be discussing his self-titled EP that was released back in February, but the song that you just heard kicking off our hour was Just Another Day, released at the end of June. It's already doing incredibly well, as are all of his streams on Spotify. We'll get into more of this discussion here in just a little bit. But at this time, I do want to welcome Mike to Gyno. So, Yahweh Skeno, it's good to have you. It's good to be talking with you. We've been trying to connect for a little bit now. How you been?
I've been well, man. I've been well. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. You know, I really get excited anytime a musician puts that work in. And as we've been discussing here, there's a lot more to it than just getting up and playing Mustang Sally or something like that, right? And especially when you got to wear all these hats. You're mixing it, you're mastering, you're playing all the instruments. It's a tremendous amount of work. But before we get into the bulk of that conversation, I was wondering if you could do me a favor and just tell listeners out there a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so my name is Mike Lazor. I go professionally by Lazor. I released my first EP this year in February. It's a 5-track EP. And I took a long break from music. I probably took about 10 years off from playing music. And something just kind of like, something sparked in me, man. It was just, it was time to get back. Yeah. And it was what I was meant to be doing. And I just started writing songs and started recording, putting them out. And, you know, it just, everything just started to align with it, man.
Before taking that 10-year break, were you recording then too? Or is that something that you've only recently gotten into?
Before that, I was playing in bands. Doing a lot of like active touring, you know, doing a lot of playing. It's still always that struggle though. You know, you find yourself, you know, coming back to no money. you leave your life behind and you're always questioning, you know, are you making the right choice when you're out there doing that?
Well, sure.
And,
you know, when we were talking before, I think that is why there are so many people out there doing the cover band thing, just because that's where most of the opportunities are, right? You know, they're there at the bars. But that's not the music business. And this is part of the conversation I think that is really important to have right now, because you've already hit on so much that we will talk a little bit more about when we come back from our first block of listening. But yeah, I mean, this is a frustration shared by many indigenous artists, particularly on the United States side, right? So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this and your success so far and what that success translates to when we're talking about streaming and things like that as well. We have a great show coming your way. You were kind enough to give me a couple recommendations. And the artist that we're going to be hearing is somebody that you helped produce out there in Anadake. Her name's Makaya. We're going to be hearing The Things That I Do. We'll come back and talk about her and her music in just a few. She's going to be winding down this first set. And we're also going to be hearing from Shawnee Kish and Mozart Gabriel with Across Seas. But Mike, I was wondering if you could help me introduce this next song we're going to hear. It is another recent single, and in fact, I do believe you told me that this one is doing the best out of all of them, yeah?
Yeah, the single Wanted Man is probably my number one track, and that was released in May.
You ought to sing along with this track. It's Lazor with Wanted Man, today on Gyno.
You're not gonna like me, you might wanna hate me, but what do you know? Uncompromising and used to surviving. I'm out on my own. Wouldn't you love me if I got real crazy, so I could put on a show? I'm not gonna lie, I'm not taking it slowly. I'm on the run. Like me, I don't give up easy. I'm here for it all. There's nothing surprising in living the high life until you come down. Wouldn't you love me if I'm entertaining? But what do you know? Impatiently waiting, insanity changed me. I'm on the run. I know that everything's at stake.
I'm on the run, and I'm gonna set the pace.
Hey everybody, this is Captain Rob from Cooey, coming to you from Washington State. We're here with Gyno, with the great Brett Mabee.
I'm Ilani, and you're listening to Native Voice One.
Everybody close. Never know what happens next.
It's Micaiah with Things That I Do, winding down that first block of listening on today's episode of Gynote. If you're just joining us, welcome to this brand new season of the best Indigenous Spotlight show out there in Turtle Island, distributed nationally through Native Voice One. Be sure to check your local listings for how you can tune in. And in just a few, I'll have some information as to how you can stream at gynomusic.fm. I guess I just gave it to you, right? So anyway, before we get back into discussing today's featured artist, Mike Lazor, Mike, I do want to just take a quick moment to give a shout out to Micaiah. It's my understanding you've worked with her quite a bit. Yeah, tell me about her.
Yeah, Micaiah is an outstanding young musician on the come up. She just turned 18 and she's got a couple of really great singles, and she's really got a couple of great videos, and she's going to do some really, really amazing stuff.
You were also mentioning that she's really involved culturally out in Onondaga too, yeah?
Yeah, she's active with a lot of the youth group. Yeah. She helps the community. She studies at ESF, you know, when she's not in school, she's back in the community, always giving back and always helping.
That's awesome. And you play all the instruments on those singles too, yeah?
Yeah, yep, play the guitars, the bass, drums, vocals.
Well, not that I want to get too off topic. One last question. Does that mean that eventually you're going to increase your work to being more of a producer as well? Do you see that in your cards?
I do see that, yeah. Yeah, I see writing a lot more music for a lot of other people and, you know, hopefully doing a lot more of the production work too.
Yeah. Well, you certainly have the ear for it. Your chops are solid, as listeners are going to continue to hear throughout our time today. So let's just talk a little bit more specifically. Now, in the first break, we were discussing how you encountered some challenges. You had a stint playing in bands, but then you took a 10-year break, and then you said something just let you know that it was time to get back out there and do it again, right?
Yeah.
When did all of this transpire? When did you get that bug?
Probably about last summer, and it was last summer, about July, was when I picked the guitar up and started playing again.
And all of these songs were written since July too?
Yeah, I wrote the EP before February, went and recorded that, and then all the singles are just written the month before they're recorded, so I just been blasting them out. But I'll tell you, I came back to a new game. Came back to a digital game, you know. And it's a lot different, and it's even more hard for an Indigenous artist to try and survive in that type of world.
Oh, no doubt. It's one of these, I guess, catch-22s almost, right? On the one hand, the accessibility through the digital age has certainly made it, you know, easier to find Indigenous music to some degree. But as you're now discovering, I mean, your music since releasing all these songs since the beginning of the year have amassed a tremendous amount of plays on like Spotify, right? But how does that translate when we're talking about pay and stuff?
Yeah. So like I want to say I'm close to 100,000 streams on YouTube, pushing 200,000 streams on Spotify, close to the same on iTunes, and thus far I got about like $55 from that.
Hey, I'm right there with you. I know exactly what you mean.
And that's a lot of time, man. Yeah. I mean, I put a lot of time in for that $50.
And it is something that we do need to address as well. You know, I talk to a lot of artists up on the Canadian side, and you know, I mention it quite frequently here on Gyno that they see a significant amount more of support up there for the arts. And I'm not saying that they don't have problems with the government and things like that, but at least that's one thing that they have going for them. You know, it took until 2022 down here to get something like Reservation Dogs, right? You know, or right. 2021 or whatever it was. Either way, in the 100 years of television, it took 100 years.
Right.
For an Indigenous by and for show to be out there, right? And music, I feel like, you know, there have been things like the Native American Music Awards and things like that, but that's not enough. It's nowhere near enough.
It's not. And that's what I'm trying to do, is like get my music like on a show like that. Where it, that, and it's unfortunate. It's, you know, you got one show to pick.
And it's the last season, right?
Right.
You know, so it's not even going to be on next year.
I got to hurry up, man.
Fortunately, I do think that we're going to see a little bit more of that. I mean, we got like Dark Winds and, you know, you're seeing more of these stories and I hope a more significant space for Indigenous artists out there. But that doesn't negate the present challenges right now. And how do you find yourself kind of navigating some of these obstacles?
It's very difficult. It takes a lot. You have to be very self-motivated, you know. This isn't something where, as you know, it's not like you go put the 80 hours in and then at the end of the week, you got a nice paycheck waiting for you.
Yeah.
It's like you keep putting the work in, and, you know, hope.
Keep your fingers crossed,
right? Off,
yeah, you know? Absolutely. Well, when we come back, Mike, we'll talk a little bit about future plans and, of course, where people can find you at. You do have a brand new single out, and I'm impressed with the output that you have just in 2023. How many songs are on the EP? Remind me again, like four or five?
Five on the EP.
Okay, and then three new singles too, yeah?
Three new singles, and then I got two new singles recorded for August and September.
Aha, all right. That's good to know too. Yep. So, you know, listeners out there, check your local listings for the next time you can catch me on the mainstream. And if I'm not there yet, you know, make a few calls because I'm excited to continuing to feature Lazor's incredible work, you know, and we have a little bit more time to talk. So we'll come back in just a few. We're going to be hearing Jay Lee Wolf's Child of the Government in this block. Also Side Montero's Mr. Business Days. And this one, Turn It Up and Sing Along with Break Slowly here on Gyno.
This is the last time I pray. just a